Hi, I'm Gio Puyat, and this is Kwentong Creatives, a podcast to get to know the stories, strategies, and lessons of Filipino creatives from different fields. Kwentong Creatives is produced by Anima Podcasts. Okay, hi guys, welcome to another episode of Kwentong Creatives. And for this episode, I'm gonna be featuring Nanay Mo. So don't be confused about the title of the episode, hindi nanay ko yung i-interview natin, but the name of my band is Nanay Mo, and we're kind of used to that confusion, kasalanan namin we chose the name Nanay Mo. But anyway, I just wanted to put it up front na hindi to episode tukol sa backstory ng banda ko, hindi siya, we won't go into detail about our histories and all these details about her songwriting process. I think there's a time and place for that. But what I wanted to focus on is hopefully this relatable aspect of creatives making a group effort to create their passion outside of their work. No? So lahat kami may kanya-kanyang day job, may kanya-kanyang personal lives. But somehow, you know, over these 10 plus years, we've managed to make it work for each other. These are people I've been making music for the longest with. And I think that's a special relationship, which I wanted to share on the pod, but I also wanted to angle it in a way that it could still give value to our listeners, no? So just for context, Nanay Mo released a single a few months ago called Stupid. We recorded it. It's an original song. We arranged it, we shot a music video, and it was this really huge effort for all of us. We put a lot of time and creative energy into it. And frankly, medyo na burnout kami, napagod din kami sa effort. So I wanted to catch everyone at this time, especially with some plans for the future of releasing new material, where our heads are at now at this time. And hopefully people can relate to that effort of putting something out. So when I think about my band, I often think about, you know, this question that someone asked me way back when they saw me really working hard and putting a lot of effort into this band with gigs, with recording and everything. And yung tanong niya is, may kinikita ka ba dyan? And actually, the answer is, wala masyado. It's a tiny percentage of my income. But as you'll see in our discussion with the band, money really isn't the main driving force behind what we do. We all kind of have the shared passion to make songs that we really enjoy and to perform, to play live. Like, there's really nothing like it. And I did want to cover that in one of the topics we discussed this episode. But other topics that we cover are, you know, negotiating with your evolving expectations in life. Diba kasi life gets in the way. Some of us got married, have different jobs. So parang you kind of have to negotiate how to make room for that passion with other people, no? It's also communicating creative choices. That's something we talk about with songwriting. Syempre, may kanya-kanya kaming taste in music and also how we share music with each other. So also we touch upon mga music industry related na diskarte, no? And a real-time look on how we're trying to navigate the music industry with social media, with dealing with Spotify, music videos, whatever. And we also talk about the gig life and the joy of performance, no? And also the negative sides of it, or the pain points of going out to play gigs. But basically, that's it. This episode for me is like a template for other creatives who work with other individuals towards a specific goal. So that can be your creative collaborators, no? It can be your business partners, your design team, your co-workers, or kahit athletic team. And hopefully you guys will find some nice parallels to with whatever teams you're working with on a creative project. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode with Nanay Mo. Okay, so let's start it. Welcome to a new episode of Kwentong Creatives. And today is a monumental day for the pod because we finally have Nanay Mo on the podcast. Welcome! Yeah, yeah. And if you're curious kung sino ang Nanay Mo, si Nanay Mo is, these guys are my close collaborators, your longest collaborators na so far. These guys have been the people I've been making music with for over 10 years. And yeah, I think it just took a while for me to get everyone on the pod kasi parang medyo aware ako sa self-promotion. Ayoko mag-promote ng sariling banda. But I just think it would be nice to finally have us on the pod. Because, yun nga, parang gusto ko ma-share yung experiences nyo individually as people, creatives, who have their own day jobs and who still manage to juggle the music, no, with whatever they do in life. So I think that's like kind of the core of what the podcast is about. And so, yun. I was thinking of doing like a quick intro about who Nanay Mo is. pero daanan ko lang. I don't want to bore anyone with like the story of how the band started. Like, let's not do that at all. But I'll just give, like, for anyone who doesn't know, Nanay Mo is, we've been together for, like, more than 10 years. This current lineup, no?
Yeah, I said that.
And, thanks, Joe. And we have, like, a self-titled album, 2013, medyo wak-wak EP in 2015, and a bunch of singles releases, 2020 onwards, until this latest single, Stupid, which we put out a few months ago. And since then, we've been doing, like, semi-regular gigs, which, you know, is something I want to talk about, like being a semi-regular active band. I guess let's just go straight to it. And I think I want to ask everyone to introduce themselves and what you play for the band and ano yung day job niyo, ano yung ginagawa niyo aside from nanay mo. Start with Ange, go.
Pwede ko mauna para...
Hindi, kilala na ako.
My name is Anjo. I play guitar, and my day job is I work with Mad Travel Philippines.
Anjo is also the nature guy of the group who takes us on to hikes. Insects.
and hiking. I'm Jong. I sing for the band. Also write a few songs. Have written a few songs for the band. My day job is I'm a work from home freelancer. I'm a video editor and also a manager of video editors.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Anton. People call me Mag. My bandmates call me Mag. I play the bass for Nanay Mo. I am a sound engineer by trade. I own and run Sunnyside Sound.
This is where we're recording.
We're recording right now.
Sunnyside Sound. Kaya ang ganda ng audio eh. Kasi... si Maggie nag-setup.
Besides that, I'm also the head of the sound department for a company called Brand New Company. We do our own content on YouTube. And yeah. There you go.
Dami mo palang ginagawa.
Yay.
Hindi ko lang nalaman lahat yun. Medyo
busy. ako si Nash, drummer for Nanay Mo. Day job ko is full-time musician ako. Meron akong band, iba pang bands, isa Never the Strangers. Tapos ngayon drummer din ako ni Rico Blanco. So, yeah, full-time music.
Dami mo rin ginagawa, pare.
Exact music, music lang.
Dami mo music na ginagawa.
Konti lang.
Actually, gusto ko balikan yun yung pinag-usapan ni Nash kasi siya lang yung full-time music sa atin. And I kind of wanted to ask how, like, you know, paano ko dumating sa situation na yun at kamusta na siya so far. But yeah, I think I was thinking, like, why would you want to feature Nanay Mo on the podcast? And yun nga, just going back to it, na I just think it's like a relatable situation that a lot of creatives find themselves in na hindi siya parang quote-unquote successful metrics traditionally na I wouldn't say we're a huge band and we don't make a lot of money from doing this. But we still choose to make time in our lives for this band. And whatever reason that is, kung, you know, it's friendship or it's the music, it's the creative output. That's kind of what, you know, I wanted to talk about today. I'm sure we talk about this a lot kapag tayo-tayo lang, but... to have it on the pod, on record. So, I guess let's start it now. When you guys, you know, first joined the band, like, if you can think of that time before, ano yung parang expectations nyo in, like, in doing this? Na, sa pagbabanda, diba? Na parang, na nag-commit ka na talaga sa sa lifestyle na pupunta ka sa mga gigs, mag-record ka. Did you have anything like in your, I don't know, expectation at the start na kung ba't ka magkakommit sa ganitong lifestyle?
Well, ako personally, nanay mo is like my maybe fifth or sixth band since I started the gig life nung high school.
O, mga ganun din ako. Fifth, sixth band.
Yeah, so parang para sa akin, ever since I started like doing band stuff, parang compulsion ko na rin na gusto ko lagi may banda ako na I do gigs every now and then. Not necessarily for like as a career, parang I was just kind of going with the flow. So nung in-invite ako, sino ba nag-invite sa akin sa nanay mo?
Si Jong yata.
Si Jong.
It was Jong, yes.
Si Anjo kasi yung unang drummer.
Yeah, parang in-invite niya. Already heard of the band. Ginudge ko nga kayo sa isang battle, di ba? So parang, okay.
Nanalo ba tayo dun?
Second?
Ay, okay.
Sa Lasal ba yan?
Basta sa Kublais.
Ah. I remember that. Meg Mendoza.
Shout out.
Ayun, so parang may idea na ako kung ano yung tunog. Tapos, okay, trip ko naman yung music. So when I got in, parang bahala na ako saan pupunta. Basta I like the music that I'm making and I'm actually just doing it. Kasi parang masarap tumugtog sa stage eh. Mm. Parang aside from like just being a bedroom musician, parang I wanna be able to use like the stuff I've learned and have enjoyed doing. So yun nga, not necessarily for my career or monetary value, but as long as I'm enjoying it. So wala, sakay lang, and ayun, I guess 10 years later,
dito pa rin
tayo.
Kayo, actually, let me expand the question to everyone else na hindi lang sa nanay mo, but even just playing music for a band, committing to a band. Kasi when you say I'll be part of your band, parang may kasama ng commitment yun eh, na I'll practice with you, diba? Pupunta ako sa mga gig, ganyan. Parang kay Andrew din ba yung na-hook kayo sa playing live aspect of it? Yun ba yun?
But at the time din, ang booming din ng independent band scene eh. So maging... Oo, tapos maging part ka ng band scene yun. Medyo dream nga na maging part ka ng band scene na yun eh. Makilala mo kung sino-sino ang bands na to.
Tsaka nung time na yun, usong-uso yung mga Battle of the Bands.
Actually, oo. Yeah.
Sobrang uso niya dati. Lahat ng school meron. Tapos eventually, kahit hindi na school, may mga tao na nagbubuo na lang ng Battle of the Bands.
Rite of passage nga siya eh. Na para kung bago kang banda. Kailangan nagbabattle ka.
And yung social aspect din nung pagbabanda is you'll get to meet a whole lot of people who are interested in the same things. Yeah. Not just music, but the things that, you know, usually go along with music, like art or movies. You know, dressing kind of left of center. Yeah. So people you resonate with at least somehow. Ayun. So yun, nakakaano din yun.
So kay Nash and Jong, like nahuli ba kayo sa, I mean, of course there was that social side. We dreamed of being in bands and stuff, but when you played your first gig, can you guys kind of remember that? Nahook ba kayo sa feeling na yun na pag-gig?
I was so nervous nung first gig. Like sa Magnet ba yun? Yeah. But we already had a bunch of songs. We had like 4 songs maybe.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I started it. Sobrang gusto ko lang talaga magka-band. Like I don't think about anything else. Nung start, we were just in your attic and that was enough. But when we went to college, parang tara, let's, you know, try to show other people.
Make good
play
music
for other people. Yeah.
Buti nga may songs na kayo eh.
Actually, for a first gig na apat na kagad yung original songs, medyo for... Impressive yun.
Yeah, because we have a lot of original energy and we're like special that way.
Dati kasi mag-start ka covers eh.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
We did have covers.
Yeah, me and John, like after class, we'd always go to like our attic and cover songs. Like all this. So, ang daming pent-up energy of like, ano kaya, what does it sound like when we make our own music? And parang not knowing what that sounded like was so exciting. Alam mo yan, na parang, ano kaya ito? Ano itong lalabas? Ganun.
I also remember in college, we would hang out maybe at least once sa Smocket. And I was writing the lyrics to Porn, actually. And I remember you were with me during in my Tickler notebook. So, besides playing, it's the act of making those songs which interests me then.
Actually, yeah, that's a big thing. Like, for me, when I started making, doing music, nung bata kasi ako, I had like classical piano, classical guitar. So technically, yung mga first gig, quote-unquote, was like solo recitals.
Mm.
So I guess it's a lot more refreshing. Lalo na ako, I hate being in the spotlight. So sharing it with a group of musicians kind
take
of
the spotlight
like,
away from
yeah yeah that's pretty much it then na parang it's nice to have a collaborative setup in like putting out creative stuff so
yeah that was kind of the hook for me too actually yung sabi nag-push din sa akin is the movie School of Rock.
Sobrang
sa generation natin. Look to School of Rock. For me, yung pinaka-magical na scene is pumasok si Mr. Shinibli dun sa class. Tapos isa-isa silang tumutugtog until naging isang naging song. Tapos yung process na nagiging buo yung tunog, parang sobrang mind-blowing para sa akin. So, yeah, I think that was kind of the magic of like having some guy play drums, some guy play the bass and the guitar, and when you all played it together, it sounded good. Ikaw, Nash, I'm curious about you. Kasi si Nash is the last guy who entered the band. Para siya ng hired gun na parang kilala na siya as a drummer.
Hindi siya hired gun eh. Nag-volunteer siya.
Volunteer, yeah.
Nagsabi rin ako. Yung sa akin, nag-start ako sa music. Natuto ako mag-drums grade school. Pero nung time na yun, wala pa namang nagpo-perform sa school ng music talaga eh. Hindi pa siya uso sa class. Nag-start talaga siya nung high school. First year high school ako. Parang nagdadala ng kahon yung mga tao, tapos may nagigitara pala, tapos may marunong pala kumanta, tapos yun, nag-start kami tumugtog. Yun yung mga una kong tugtog talaga sa classroom, sa mga salo-salo.
Shoutout Banana Nation.
Banana Nation, let's go.
natanda ko si Nash, nagigitaw pa yung band nila pag nag-audition kami sa Battle of the Bands, sa mga school fair. Hated them.
Competition.
Pero isang ano rin yun eh, parang medyo aspect din yun sa generation natin na nag-start tayo halos lahat sa Battle of the Band. So medyo competitive yung
atmosphere.
Pero ngayon sa nakikita ko sa mga mas bata, parang lahat sila friends from the start na lahat nagtutulungan. Ewan ko, hindi ko alam
ba. Bali mo, backstaban lang.
Baka backstaban.
Oo nga, hindi ka nga naisip yun na may dun tayo nang galing Battle of the Bands. Eh, no? So, yeah, we talked about like our initial expectations with the band. But, yun nga, cut to years later, we're in our 30s, we're still doing this. And I think that's kind of rare. I don't know how many bands we know na we started with who are still doing this. Siguro konti na lang. But, you know, I want to ask everyone, how did you kind of learn to negotiate with those expectations then moving forward na kasi diba ang dami ng life milestones
I just
changes.
Couldn't let it go parang I loved it too much and then I remember parang nilong message ko kayo lahat na parang what does nanay mo mean to you guys cause it means a lot to me tas parang kayo parang yeah, it means a lot to me also. And then we started writing songs again, I remember. But
I think
what was your question again?
No, I think crucially mga ganun na nagkaka, I don't know, like the way we just learned to talk to each other and just be like honest about like what we expect with a band. Parang naging crucial din siya kasi umabot nga siya sa moments na you're juggling your own personal life.
Yeah.
Maybe don't take it upon anyone na, oh, I can't make it because I have this thing today. I gets. Alam mo yan.
Walang gripes.
Tsaka sa banda natin, hindi naman tayo kumikita dito individually. Kumikita yung band, may pera yung banda. Pero, so kumbaga, yung ginagawa natin, gusto lang talaga natin.
Yeah.
Sarili natin gasto. Mm-hmm. So, ba rin siya eh.
Medyo madali-ish sa akin din because yun nga, the fact that I own a studio, hindi na wala sa akin yung
nandun ko pa rin sa mundo na yun.
Sa mundo pa rin na to. It's like, I'm still recording other artists as well. And like, I have, with my other partners, we have facilities to keep doing what we're doing. So, and yun nga, tama nga, same with Jong, parang ang hirap niyang bitawan yung music and the band itself. Kasi parang, ewan ko, for nung early days din kasi that I was part of Nana, parang, siyempre, noon, iba yung influences eh. Like, Gio and Jong had totally different influence from the stuff I would listen to before maahinig ako mga emo.
Is it similar
stuff
now?
Nag-bleed in na yung ano yung tastes natin. So, parang I guess, like, joining the band, nag-widen din yung taste ko talaga. Yun, parang sama-sama rin tayong, I don't know, just being able to make music particularly with this set of people, parang malaking part na siya ng buhay ko na hindi na pwedeng mawala. Or at least mahirap mawala.
Parang hindi ka na aalis dun kung may choice ka. Parang
ganun. Same din for me, parang mas weird sa akin tumigil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parang mag-adjust yung buhay ko sa banda. Hindi. Oh! Parang
really?
It's just something I do.
So
parang hahanapan ko siya lang ng paraan ma-integrate sa buhay. Pwedeng, maybe less frequent. Pero it's important pa rin na I get to do it. Parang outlet siya. It's an itch na you have to scratch.
Yeah.
So parang kung wala akong banda, parang may kulang.
Yeah, you lose a lot of yourself, really.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, what's left, right?
Yung experience ko, parang minsan nangyayari na meron akong 3 weeks na walang tugtog. Pagdating ng mga third week, parang ang pangit na ng pakiramdam ko eh.
Yeah, I feel
sobrang
the same
weird
way.
Hindi ko alam kung ano yun, basta ang pangit lang ng pakiramdam ko. Parang
basta na pag nakakita ako ng music ulit, na hindi sa akin. And I'm like, what am I doing? I've been away for so long and it feels kind of cringe and gross.
Tapos, pagdating nung gig, parang bigla akong back to normal. Ganun yung pakiramdam.
Nag-aano ka, nag-withdrawal ka.
Parang ganun.
Nag-withdrawal ka sa music.
Sobrang weird niya. Recently ko lang napansin na ganun yung nangyayari sa akin.
Tsaka yung sa akin din, like, particularly writing original music na sa atin, mas trip ko siyang gawin kaysa mag-cover, kaysa mag-aral ng kanta ng iba. Kasi parang, I don't know, yun nga, may creative outlet din siya na parang, ngayon lang ako magkakaroon ng control sa gusto kong ilabas na
sound
or piece of music na hindi necessarily sa ibang tao. Na gets na, like, besides na
may ownership
ka. Oo, na may ownership nga yung ano. Na
that you are, in fact, an artist.
It's kind of like the artist versus craftsman kind of thing, diba? Parang, if you were, like, a show band or someone who covers music, which is, like, a completely, like, valid profession if you're a musician, you'll choose either, you know, playing other people's songs for, like, a steady paycheck. You're parang hired gun, di ba? Musician. Or playing original songs and bahala na kung may makagusto ng mga song na yan. So, is that what you're saying? Na parang there's like this, I don't know, like, you get the fulfillment from
the
latter.
Yeah, kasi, like, pwede naman akong, ayun nga, going back to, I'm still working with other musicians, pwede pa rin naman ako tumulong sa kanta nila. But in the end of the day, it's their song eh. Like, I'm still doing work for them to achieve their sound eh. But to be able to write music na sariling atin na original songs natin na napupush natin to a direction na not everyone ano to?
Likes.
Hindi mo na likes. Para it's a direction na hindi necessarily isipin ng ibang tao. Tayo lang makakaisip ng ganong direction.
So, before someone asked me, like, I think mga few years ago, like mga 2016, 17, well, when we were gigging a lot more, like someone asked me, so, kumikita ka ba dyan sa, ano mo, sa banda mo?
Do you have to make money out of everything we do?
But you know how, like, culturally nga, it's this question about, you put so much time into this, parang, kumikita ka ba? And then, basically, yung sagot ko sa kanya is everything you guys just said in the past few answers, diba? Parang it's like something I have to do. It's hard to explain.
And honestly,
but I'm curious, kayo, okay ba? Nakakuha niyo ba yung question na yun dati?
If it helps you function better to what actually makes you money, it makes you money. If it makes you sane, if it recreates you, that you want to do work again and you're not burnt out, then it does make you money in some indirect way.
Yeah.
Okay, the end.
I guess,
I
mean, it's, kung hindi man career yung tinitignan natin, maybe like as a hobby. People have hobbies. Yeah. But you don't need
it's
to.
Very important. Because I think those things make you live longer.
Yeah.
Actually. I just saw kasi yung Netflix show na Live to 100. Tas yung mga people sa... I forgot the name of the city, pero para ma 80, 90, 100 na sila. And they're just like doing their hobbies at like 100 years old. Making guitar, dancing, gardening. It's the same thing, I guess.
It's that ikigai concept, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pero this is not ikigai kasi...
Oh, hindi. Kasi hindi ka makilig.
No one's paying.
Sobrang kulang tayo.
I just said that you do indirectly.
And it's not something the world needs.
It is something the world needs. Because...
Siguro not in the largest, ano, hindi siya yung
brand. I'll say, yeah, not the largest, but it doesn't mean it always has to be the largest.
Oh, hindi nga dapat. Hindi naman tayo ang grand scheme.
I just want to say that...
Pero tayo, main of fulfill din tayo na need kinagagalawan natin
imagine,
na areas.
Like, do you think that you are the only archetype of the person that you are? Because I feel like me, like I have my own issues, I have my own struggles, and there is somebody out there similar to me, like a Jong, and you know, I'm doing it for him. Maybe he would like
I think our humor is self-deprecating. Medyo humble. Sobrang humble. The part we always say like we don't have fans or whatever, we're not famous. Pero there are people who listen to the original songs, which you know I want to acknowledge din. Sometimes you meet people at gigs. Parang sometimes you can't believe it. Ah, talaga you listen to our songs. Parang astig.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
It's more surprising. But yeah, I guess those little ano lang din naman, that's a big bonus. But at the end of the day, parang I have to be happy with what I'm doing. Bonus na lang everything else.
Ikaw, Nash, medyo kakaiba situation mo kasi you, career. From background career. Lang, you used to work in a bank and then you left it. Sige, tell the story, go.
So after graduation... Actually, nag 1 year pa ako nun na music lang. Pero wala naman nangyari. So, nag-bank ako. Tapos nasa banko ako for 2 years. Pero nagbabanda pa rin ako nung time na yun. Magkabanda pa rin tayo nun. Tapos may iba pa akong bands. Pero hindi ko talaga siya natripan Tapos nagkaroon lang ako ng opportunity talaga na hindi naman na magkaroon ng work as a musician. Pero kasi parang yun yung point na pwede ka mag-focus doon tapos baka may mangyari. May ganung opportunity. So, umalis na ako ng bank. Tapos, yun na yung pinursu ko. It's ever since, hanggang ngayon, nasa music pa rin ako. Nabubuhay naman ako kahit pa paano. Tinanong ako minsan sa US Embassy. Kung, kasi sabi ko, musician Tapos, tinanong niya sa akin kung kamusta naman at kung nabubuhay ba ako. Sabi ko, kaya naman.
Asigit.
Tapos binigyan niya yung visa.
Sa interview to.
Siya nga naniniwala sa, he believes in you, bro.
Mukha nga, mukha.
Okay yun eh.
Nakita niya yung hopes and dreams ko.
Kasi si Nashian pala la drummer ni Rico Blanco. So mas, ano yan, mas qualified. Mas may future. Sa nanay mo.
De, pero yeah, totoo naman yun. Dali, kaya din naman ako nag full time. Kasi makakatrabaho siya. Yung banda na pinasukan ko noon, ma-under naman. Full time din sila.
Nung sinasabay mo siya sa pagbabangko, ano yung naging tension dun? Ba't di man na tinuloy yung ganung ano?
Yung ganung setup. Yung sa akin kasi, well, medyo mahirap din kasi yung situation ko noon. Nakitira ako sa Pasig, tapos yung work ko sa Makati. So, yung palang bugbog na ako sa travel. Tapos, usually may gig sa gabi. So, pagdating ng gabi, pagod lang ako. Hindi ko na-enjoy na tumugtog na inaantok. Sobrang pagod. Para lang, kasi hindi ko siya nagustuhan talaga eh. Tapos, papasok pa ako the next day, sobrang aga, na kulang sa tulog. Para lang talagang zombie nung time na yun. Ganun yung pakiramdam ko.
Sobrang, I wanna thank you for choosing the band and quitting the job. Sobrang idol kita.
Well, and ewan ko, feeling ko nasa parang ganung klaseng tao ako eh, na medyo malakas ako sumugal sa mga ganung bagay. Ewan ko kung nagpipay off, hindi ko rin alam. Basta,
well, you made it to Kwentong Creatives.
Oo nga.
This is the peak,
this
guys.
Is the peak.
The peak of our career.
Balik ka na rin mag-quit.
Balik ka na rin.
Pagkatapos ito, gagawin
ko. Full circle.
Okay, for everyone else, like since we're on the topic, like, paano niyo siya, I guess, kino-compartmentalize sa buhay niyo, yung pagbabanda tsaka everything else? Like, how do you make sure you give enough time for it? Kasi ako, honestly, may mga times na, shit, parang tagal ko na lang dito nagtugtong mga nanay songs na to. Or even my own skill as a guitarist or a musician, feeling ko parang nagba-backseat siya dun sa mga ginagawa ako. Na parang, fuck, kailangan ko mag-practice. Or, you know, I feel rusty as a musician.
I like that you difference. Said backseat, not backslide. Joke lang.
Backseat lang. Yung sa akin, ako, kaya kong bigyan ng oras lahat ng ginagawa ko, music sa banda. Yun yung difference. Ako, wala akong kailangan i-juggle masyado. So.
Oo nga. Oh.
Kasi hawak ko yung
oras. Ang dami mong kantang minememorize, pare.
Kasama na yun sa, ano, sa commitment ko to music.
I wanna talk about, ano naman, our recent attempts at promoting our music and playing the game of trying to put ourselves out there. So, we just released a single a few months ago. Has it been 2 months? And
2 months? Na yung stupid.
It's called Stupid.
I think around 2 months. October?
Yeah.
Hala, bilis.
So, it's on Spotify.
September, late September.
We released a music video and other stuff. But there are other stuff we didn't get to do. Kasi parang campaign siya eh. And honestly, Na we talked about this, napagod tayo.
Yeah.
Medyo na burnout. We all had to do our own stuff. And after releasing the album, the single, we did the gig, we did the music video, which was already really tiring. We just had to kind of take a step back for a while. And I know convention says, pag na-release mo yun, dapat tuloy-tuloy yung mga gig o ganyan. Pero, ahirap eh. Tayo na. So, yun. Anong, you know, like, how do you guys understand the promo now of song release? Like, what's the convention to doing something like that, and how do you think we've been responding to it?
Actually, medyo old school pa nga tayo if you're talking about like
promotions
of songs these days, 2023.
Yeah, it's very
dude, the fact na wala tayong TikTok as a musical act in this modern era is kind of weird. Hindi siya, yeah. Kasi dun talaga right now TikTok is that's kind of where people find new music, like the short, ano? Not necessary, pero mas mahirap. It depends on who you ask, pero it's, I guess these days it's harder. Like if you're talking to promoters, I guess, or labels or whoever, malaking bagay sa kanila feel ko yung TikTok, TikTok. Yung TikTok presence mo as a ano, which kind of
okay, so what's the what's the conventional wisdom with TikTok and Reels?
The thing with the hooks, I guess yung tinitigdan ko rin dyan is like how hip hop did it na parang sampling it, that's how you got it, you take the hook of whatever you're sampling and then you kind of turn it into the full song. Pero ngayon, I guess, so parang, yeah, there's a hook mentality, pero I don't think that's the end-all, be-all. Maybe for promotion, it's important to have a hook kasi parang jingle lang yun sa advertising eh. It has to be short, it has to be memorable. But in the terms of, like, people actually listening to music, I don't feel like that's really the way na you wanna go na parang you really have to have that hook. Parang I think there's still, there's a space for it. Pero, yun nga, I don't see it as the end-all be-all ng composition.
Oh, parang tayo rin naman sa banda, hindi naman tayo naghahanap lang ng hook.
Yeah.
Pag gumagawa tayo ng songs, mag nag-arrange tayo. Binubuo lang natin yung song sa gusto natin. Pero hindi naman natin iniisip na, ah, malupit yung hook na to. Wala, never natin sinabi yun eh.
But I guess this ties in kasi to a bigger question. I think a lot of artists now and creatives are thinking about where your identity as an artist can also be tied to your brand as an artist or like your ability to create content and promote yourself online. And I guess there's a spectrum na sobrang extreme na the artistry you make, you sacrifice it to be hooky, to sell. And there's another like middle ground which we're all trying to figure out where you can keep your artistic integrity but be diligent enough na your music gets to the right ears, it finds the right audience. Kasi, diba, there's so much noise and all we really want to do is, like you said, we just like making songs. And sana itong mga song na to would just rise above the noise or we find a way to, you know, get it out, diba? So, yeah, I'm just curious if you guys ever thought of that, marang finding the middle ground to promoting ourselves.
Yeah, I think we're doing just right. I don't think we're doing bad at it. I think, naririnig pa rin naman siya, but there is still some room to improve, definitely. But would you, right, actually burn yourself out trying to, adapt to these current ways.
I think my self-awareness na tayo na hindi tayo mga like a Gen Z band, you know. So I don't think it's, you know, we're not trying to do that, but
and also it's very difficult to just keep on pumping out content.
Yeah.
I guess yun yung kakaiba din kasi we grew up in the between era of that old way of music promotion, traditional record label, do gigs, get on the radio, maybe get on TV. Versus ngayon, a lot of those things don't matter. Na
lahat kasi ngayon pwede mo na gawin.
Para iba na yung gatekeepers ngayon. And it's a lot more democratized. But yun nga, since most people can put music out there na, it's all about cutting through the noise more than it is handing it to the right people. So I think yun yung medyo weird dun na parang to get to the right people that would take your music to the next level versus just, you know, getting noticed and being viral. Kasi I think medyo delikado din yung path nung pagiging like a viral band.
Oh.
Yeah,
you might get boxed into like just that, or parang you'll just remember it for the hook, but nobody like really listens.
Kanina, I was looking, I was watching Flip Top, and so battle rappers sila, and they have like, I was watching Apex versus Sinyo. Sobrang Apex fan.
Recent Flip Top pa ba to, or like
2022?
Okay.
So last year, 19 million views, and these guys are so popular on Flip Top. But they're not that popular on mainstream. Spotify, on their own songs. So, parang I guess to bring it back to what Anjo was saying, viral-wise, you could also be like the Flip Top would be the viral.
Oh, may mga ganun din na nagtatarget na lang sila na sumikat sila sa YouTube.
Sige, let's go to playing gigs, playing live. Kasi for me, that's one of like the big reasons that keep me wanting to do this kasi there's really like nothing like the rush, and I wouldn't say na nawawala yung kaba, like it's always kind of there, sometimes andyan pa, sometimes less, but it always feels like, you know, you're really putting yourself out there. And to Anjo's point kanina, nakakatulong na kayo yung mga kasama ko sa stage kesa solo act ka lang or something. So, and yeah, for me, that's like kind of the things that walang comparison sa kahit anong ginagawa ako. Like the rush of playing our songs to people who might have been hearing us for the first time. Like that's, you know, I love that. Yeah, kaya ba for you guys, like what are like siguro the highlights and the lowlights of playing gigs? Because it's not all romantic. Like you have to fucking drive.
Romantic yung lowlights, di ba?
Huh? No, lowlights are like what are the shitty parts of playing?
Okay, okay. You
know? Shitty parts of playing live?
I know shitty parts of playing live. Coming into a gig, I always feel like shit. Like a terrible, very insecure, very anxious.
So yung stage ka ba pa rin?
Fright, yeah. Before it used to be worse. I would gag. I'd be gagging all the time.
I remember that. Yeah, John would just go like.
Nagkaroon din ako ng time na ganyan ako. Yeah. Puro ganyan.
Before ng gigs. And then like overthinking, like. And then watching the other bands, oh, shit, sobrang galing nila. Like, what the hell am I doing? Why am I even here? Mga ganun. But then, when you get to play and you're on the stage na, sobrang saya talaga niya. Parang, can't. You know, all the artists say it. Sobrang cliche, but it's really, really true. That when you start playing on the stage, it doesn't feel like anything else. Yeah.
Kayo.
Nalit yung question.
Ako, wala akong... I don't know. Just I'm trying to think back in sa mga time na... I don't think may naisip ako na time na medyo shitty ang tumugtog ng live. Or nagkaroon ako ng bad experience. The most, siguro, I don't know, pangit yung gamit.
Yes.
Ang labo ng gamit. Pero at the end, parang besides that...
Magno, by the way, is the gamit hater.
Yun naman. I don't think so.
Or...
hindi ko ayaw. Siya yung sound engineer. So siya yung naka...
Hindi, pero mag-gaya kong mag-gaya.
Hindi ba umabot sa parang, wala, for that week, busy ka, tapos parang isasaksak mo pa sa schedule, may yung gig... Alam mo, gusto mo matulog na lang that night. Alam mo yan?
Bakit ka pa nag-gig?
Bakit pa ako nag-gig? Well, nee, I mean, again, I don't... Ngayon lang ako talaga nag... Like, since graduating, I've been freelance my whole life. Hindi pa naman like todo yung ano... Todo yung pagka... Hindi ko tinodo yung pagka-freelance ko in the sense na every day or most of the week may shoot ako or whatever. I had well enough rest, I guess. Never akong nagkaroon ng I guess there was a time na well not for nanay. for July na parang may nagkaroon kami ng good 2 months na parang every week meron kaming gig. Astig siya nung start, tas mamaya-maya parang napagod na ako. Just mostly for the driving. Like, shit, may gig na naman. Like, shit, may ano. Like, okay. Tapos hindi siya palaging ano. So, may ganun for that time. Pero in terms of performing live, I never had like a bad experience. May konting kaba, pero yung kaba na yun, parang nagiging part na siya ng excitement talaga yun. Na parang, yung kapag may konti kang jitters, tas I'm confused.
So alive.
Oh, na-confuse yung katawan mo kung anxiety ba siya sa kaba or excitement. Parang excitement ba siya. So you're just, it's all just part of the rush of being able to perform. But regardless of it's a small bar gig, kung konti lang tao, or if we performed or in a big stage na maraming nanonood, like, ano ba yung pinakamalaki natin? Sessionistas ba yung pinakamalaki natin?
Yung ranking ng Green Hills yun, di ba?
Oh, laki ng crowd nun.
MRT.
Oh, wait, tumugtog ka sa MRT. But any stage, parang wala akong bad trip na gig only. Well, I, siguro na lang kung kunwari pangit yung performance ko that day, but like...
Yeah, I guess yeah. So, to that point then, it's not necessarily na hassle yung pagtugtog. It's more on the things surrounding like the gigging itself. So yun nga, stuff like dealing with traffic, then getting to the bar, trying to look for parking.
Yun yung bad trip.
Kung kumain ka na ba on time or ano.
So si Nash yung maraming dalang gamit.
So parang the playing itself is that's the end all be all. Parang kung may low points man, hindi siya dahil dun sa playing. Yeah. But it's the factors around it.
Oh, there's one time, sinapak ako ni Mag on stage.
Only kasi so. Sinapak mo rin ako noon.
So, but that was like a good moment for you, hindi yun bad trip?
Hindi yun bad trip. Yung bad trip ako sa'yo, hindi sa band.
Yung bad trip, hindi yung gig.
Hindi yung gig.
Hindi yung gig. Ikaw yung napigon ako sa'yo.
Alam mo, one of the best gigs we had this year was in Moe's. Moe's is a small bar, but it was for yung paniki.
Paniki. That was the Moe's Aniv.
Yeah, Moe's Aniv. Yeah, we don't usually play with that prod, so there were new ears to the music, which mm-hmm. I always love. Na parang, if that's the first time they're hearing that, I'm sobrang excited ko. And the way they reacted na, hindi sila parang nagkalat na lasing, ha, pero nag-enjoy
lang
sa music. May nagka-crowd surf.
Shoutouts, paniki.
Nag-mamosh sila, and it's just, it's shout the best feeling, you know?
Actually, there was this in that same gig. There was this one guy sa tabi ni Anjo na sobrang nag-enjoy lang. As in, wild ng sayo niya. So, tuwing nakikita ko siya, parang mas naiinggaanyo ako tumugtog. Parang, shit.
Actually, people who watch gigs, if one person...
Kapag
if
may isang kahit guy, isa, kahit isa, may isang guy na nag-wild,
the band notices you.
Ang sayo na ng gig. Kapag may isang nag-wild na tao, parang iba na yan. Napasaya natin siya.
Okay, I want to talk about songwriting quick. So we I think for me, like, one of the most like proud things I am about Nani is like we're always playing like original songs, and I don't think, you know, I think very unique yung sound natin. I mean, not to, you know, brag about it, but it's, I guess it's like a, I don't know, it's like a product of our own influences. Na iba-iba talaga siya. And we just shared our Spotify raps to each other last week. Tapos ibang-iba talaga siya. Parang iba-iba yung pinapakinggan natin. But yeah, let's talk about collaboration quick. And maybe I think how it's been starting recently is Jong is really like the main songwriter. He's been doing that for years. Like he's the most diligent sending new stuff to our group. And then we'll all kind of like see what, you know, we can add to it. But yeah, kaya ano mong thoughts on, you know, how we've been collaborative with each other, kasi minsan iba-iba din yung mga opinions natin musically, you know.
Definitely nag-iba siya from how we started out writing songs. At least ano, dati kasi ano eh, we started out nga jam tayo sa bahay sa attic ni Gio, and it was, we started out talaga ano, jam band talaga yung nanay na parang sige hanap tayo ng groove, tas kung okay siya. Sige, astig yun. Build. Anong ginawa mo? Sige, tuloy natin yan. Loop lang natin yan. Ano pwedeng gawin? Tapos maglilay-in na lang si Jong ng lyrics or whatever. Like, may notebook siya palagi na ano, tinitignan for reference for, I guess, verses or choruses or hooks or whatever. These days, yun nga, si Jong na talaga yung naging main songwriter. We kind of start off with his... like a very skeleton, di nga skeleton, but more often than not, medyo buo na siya eh. Parang he has verses, he has choruses, sometimes re-bridge, sometimes wala. Pero the fact na may skeleton na nang ganun, I kind of like doing that. Kasi it kind of puts more focus on the song itself and not necessarily... I'm 100% magdi-disagree. May magdi-disagree sa atin dito. Pero, feel ko si Anjo. Hindi niya gusto yung ginagawa natin ngayon eh.
Contrarian.
Yung gusto ko sa ginagawa natin ngayon is, it puts focus on the song. Yung storytelling ng kanta, moving from the intro all the way to the outro, going through the verses and the choruses and the bridge. that's what I like about listening to our new stuff and writing for our new stuff is nagkakaroon na tayo ng kwento. And because we're coming off of like a skeleton na, okay, meron na tayong skeleton, o sige, lagyan na natin ng pieces to na iba, na hindi necessarily we're forming in a jam where we're kind of pressured to look for anong okay na part na kailangan on the spot, ano, on the spot susulat natin.
Pero feeling ko rin nangyari yun dahil lahat tayo nagkaroon na ng sariling recording sa kanya-kanyang bahay eh.
Mm-mm.
Kasi before naman, kung wala yun, kailangan talaga
kailangan natin mag-jam. Eh.
So, feeling ko malaking bagay din na lahat tayo may kanya-kanyang gamit bigla.
Oo.
Ganun yung new songs, at least for Stupid. So like, Jong sent a sketch, he already had the song structure. When it got to me, I was just like in my own home and then I had the time to think about parts and then like redo a lot of it, like sketches then. And I'm sure you guys did that for your own parts then.
I think yun yung gift ng terrible 20s. But also, I think college pa lang, we already did it with Big Yen. That we recorded it in GarageBand. Then we passed it to each other. Then worked on it on our own. Tapos, after that, we became a jam band. And then when the pandemic hit, and then we discovered BandLab that we could like have like a recording software online.
So just to explain, BandLab is kind of like Google Docs, but it's like a musical, it's like a music recording software app. Where like we don't have to be in the same place. John can just lay in his vocals and we're all like referring to the same project track. So I guess it's like a modern way of collaborating.
Work from home.
Work from home,
Pandemic songwriting,
I don't think a lot of people realize how much freedom yung work from home setup gives you. Because I've kind of been there for like 4 or 5 years, maybe more. And parang natatake for granted yung oras na nakukuha mo dun. Like, and everything around it. You're not forced to do anything at a certain time, pressured. And I know it's like a two-sided thing that some people perform better when, you know, there's pressure, there's a deadline, you have to finish it within an hour. But also, on the other hand, parang with all that freedom, you just have to be a little more responsible, but mas nagagawa mo na hindi ka nagiging toxic sa sarili mo in a lot of ways. Ayun.
Yes, yung ganun setup then allows you to kind of pace your creative process. Kasi as opposed to yung dating mas jam format siya, parang limited tayo sa oras natin and then we have to think of it on the spot na. Whereas yung ganito na pasahan tapos latag allows us to kind of really just sit and think of the process, do our takes na with less pressure. So parang pwede mo ulit-ulitin. And if you kind of don't like what you hear, you don't have to run it through everybody. You can just keep doing it. And then antay mo na lang pasa when you're happy with it. So I think that new process of songwriting allowed us to put a bit more thought and our own spin on the song.
Yeah. But it's not for everyone, I think.
Namiss ko rin yung jam format though.
Oh, sobrang namiss ko din siya and I hope we can go back to it soon. But ako, I really like the work from home thing. I really felt the difference when after we did all the demos on BandLab and then we started recording and now it's me and Magno, he's in that booth and I'm here and then I would have to tell Magno parang cut and then ulit tayo, okay, start tayo dito. And all that seconds or milliseconds that come between deleting that last take and pressing that button again and having to speak in between. I feel like ang daming nawawala sa akin. And maybe I'm just like spoiled, but parang sa phone, you know how they made it so intuitive and then you just got spoiled and then when you can't go back to keypad anymore, right? Or something like that. So, ganun ako sa bahay. Like, parang sobrang komportable ko na like recording. And then when I go here with other people, parang, I'm so not used to all these extra steps.
Tsaka pag yung nasa bahay ka lang, wala yung pressure na may ibang nakikinig sa'yo.
Oh.
Lahat, ikaw, kahit anong gusto mo gawin, try mo lang. Kung matripahan
mo. Oh, sobrang
wala
totoo.
Wala yung iniisip mo na, ay, judge ako na ito, baka pa ito. Wala yung
you can
ganun.
Do something completely crazy na parang random idea. Which I think kaya naman din with
kung conscious ka, but, kung conscious ka na may ibang tao, parang okay yun. Pero minsan din, may mga tao na kailangan din nila yung isa pang set of ears na kailangan may magsasabi sa kanila na, di naman sa kailangan, pero mas komportable sila na may magsabi sa kanila, na okay to, maganda to, ganyan. May mga ganun ding tao eh. Yeah.
Well, I'll just pick it up for this last section on advice. Alam ko pet peeve na siya na nagbibigay ng advice. I'm gonna make you do it. So, ayun, I guess for different creatives who, especially people who want to do music, ano kaya yung masasabi niyong advice on if you say a metric of success of what we're doing is that we've been able to do what we've been doing for this long and we're still happy and we still enjoy doing it, and if that is success, yun, ano yung masasabi mo sa mga ibang artists who want to keep like long-term collaborations going, like what do you think has made this experiment work?
Huwag kayong maging kubal.
Yeah, I think relationship comes first above anything else.
I mean, siguro may mga successful na banda dyan na hindi ganun kaastig yung ano. Pero I guess may ibang metrics sila na kaya nila tinutuloy.
There are some there is another leverage that is drawing them all.
I guess for
which we don't have, so we have to be friends.
Since yun nga, hindi financial gain yung main driver natin, para sa akin, at least, the thing that keeps you going is I actually enjoy the music that we're making and that I enjoy who I'm doing it with. Kasi para at the end of the day, kung hindi pa yun yung metric mo, tapos hindi ka na nga kumikita, para saan pa yung ginagawa mo, di ba?
Pero feeling ko rin para sa atin, hindi lang sa na-enjoy natin na magkakasama tayo. Parang, at least tayo sa observation ko, parang natitake advantage din natin yung relationship natin sa isa't isa.
Yeah.
But tingin ko, at least sa atin, ganun.
As a band.
Oo.
What the band gives us something else.
Oh, yeah. So hindi lang siya magkakabanda tayo tapos nanay mo lang palagi yung kayo palagi kayong nagbabatuhan ng projects. Basta palagi na may, so hindi lang siya dahil friends lang din tayo. Meron din na kumikita tayo in a different way. At least yung relationship natin ganun yung.
And I think we do stuff outside band stuff. That's also important.
Oo.
Diba?
Yeah.
Nag-hiking, nag-camping, nag-Christmas party. Nga, kanina pinag-usapan natin, okay lang na Christmas party natin. Maka second nature na, alam mo yan. So,
like Jong said, relationship comes first. If you're looking to do something na, I guess, similar sa ginagawa natin na hindi naman kami professional band na yung pagbabanda yung yung bread and butter natin. Other things are sustaining us outside of the band, and this kind of becomes fulfillment ng soul na to eh.
Also democracy, yeah. I think. Very democratic yung band natin where we all have to agree on something that we're gonna do.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing then.
And yeah, maybe if we don't all agree, majority of us agrees. And we do try to convince the last person, which is Anjo. That, you know, it's not baduy, bro.
Ganun naman talaga usually sa mga bands.
But yeah, I guess coming back to that then is yung sa pag-creative process natin, the way we're able to still churn out stuff and still feel fresh is that we actually respect and take into account yung influences. And we do take advantage of the differences in taste that we have.
Yeah, yeah. There are times where, like, I don't agree with what you said, but sige, parang let's see where this goes. Alam mo yun, parang when we're trying to write songs, we're like,
yeah, we do listen to each other.
Parang baduy yan, pero sige, pakinggan natin. Yan lang.
Try mo lang.
And also, I learned a lot from this band rin na-apply ko to the rest of my life. Like, I remember seeing you and Anjo when you were recording Ripping kind of have friction. And I saw how you handled that situation wherein you were already kind of pissed at Anjo for like telling you to do this and then like right after telling you to do that tells you to stop doing that. And you found it so annoying. Yeah. And you said it na para sige nga ikaw nga yung gumawa, which medyo na feel mo yung parang inis. But then when Andrew held the guitar and then tried doing it, you weren't being petty anymore. You were actually trying to listen to what he was doing and trying to control your emotions at that point, which I really saw. And like parang naastigan ako dun parang.
No, because I think parang our individual egos took a backseat for the long that matagal na siyang ganun. And we were always, when we get together, it's always with a goal to make a good song that we can all like really enjoy and enjoy playing live.
I think similar to that then yun na alala ko a while ago when we were talking about like songwriting is like the reason why I like this version of our songwriting now where we're kind of taking it from the skeleton ng kanta ni Jong or ng may riff si Anjo or whoever. I don't know, personally kasi I kind of have more confidence working off of someone's ideas and like riffing off of that rather than yun nga yung ginagawa natin on a jam. Parang I have less confidence on doing that. I do prefer being, there's a lot less pressure nga na that you have to perform perfectly on your own. And so yung being able to leech off that energy from someone else's creativity or someone else's musicianship is something that I really enjoy sa atin. Na hindi...
Grabe naman yung leeching.
You parasite.
Ano tama word?
Pwedeng plant ka na lang na nagpo-photosynthesis.
Band naman tayo, so we are one organism.
Oh, we are
so
a single organism.
We're building off each other rather than...
No, it's less pressure. I don't know,
commensalism, bro.
Yung nga, parang hindi the pressure of having to do something perfectly in our situation, parang hindi na siya ganun ka, ano, I don't know, prevalent, I guess. Mas, yun nga, iba yung energy kapag tayo. So, I don't know, I guess, in terms of putting that into advice for those who want to keep doing something like we're doing na medyo long terms, like, feed off of other people's energy din talaga eh. Whether or not you're in a band or a solo musician, like feeding off of other people's energy, other people's creative energy is something na importante din because it's your personal growth din. Eh. So you're growing both yourself and if you're in a band situation, in ano yung banda mismo or your group or whatever collaborative effort.
I think letting go then is very important na parang when I write the song syempre may na-imagine na ako doon how it's supposed to go. And this is something that I learned rin along the way na parang, once I hand it off to you guys, it's no longer my song. It's our song. And I had these thoughts of how it should be, but now that we're all working on it, I have to let go of that original vision, at least in like a Nazi kind of way. I still have a voice into where it's gonna go, but considering that there are now 5 voices that is leading where this thing is gonna go. Yeah, and being just open about the possibilities.
Never again. Going back to Gio's question, like if we chose na ito yung magiging ano natin, yung nanay mo yung magiging day job natin.
Yeah, because I feel like that helped preserve this tropa band. Oh. Parang maintindihan natin kapag okay, you can't make it here. Sige, okay lang. Hindi naman siya parang nakasalalay yung trabaho natin dito sa ano. But yun, on Nash's point, pwede rin namang on the other end, like, you know, who knows what we would come up with if we were pressured to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So it's hard to say. But, yeah. Diba?
But not to say na meron tayong particular sound, but I guess na nanay sound. Pero hindi naman siya, we didn't stick to one sound all these years magkasama tayo. We evolved as well. Like, yung songwriting natin definitely changed from back in college to today.
Sana naman, no?
Yeah, diba? So, it's not necessary. It's not a bad thing either na, ano, na we're only doing it for ourselves. Kasi, hindi lang siya, hindi din tayo nag, we didn't get stuck on what we were doing. Yeah.
Hindi siya naging stagnant naman yung pakiramdam. Even if there were long periods na mabagal yung progress or even no progress at all, parang naintindihan pa rin natin na, okay, people just got busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pero at the end of the day, it's still something you don't really want to let go of the man if you had the choice. So parang paninindigan mo na lang pag nagkaroon ka ng oras, gagandahan mo na rin yung ano mo, artist to the best of your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it goes the same naman for everyone here na wala naman sa atin na pipilitan. But it's so easy to step out of this band if we wanted kasi nga wala naman external pressure.
Yeah.
So walang sapilitan. Pero yun din, yung trying to find that balance of working towards your goals as musicians versus yung just the fun and enjoyment, the hell of it.
Okay. Last few questions, and I guess I want to ask then, zoom out of what we're all talking about, because we're talking about our life here as musicians in the Philippines, like living in Manila or whatever. But you guys ever think of outside marketing our songs outside the country, diba? What ano na ba yung, you know, what is the, I guess, strategy, or, you know, if we want to think of a more like regional, international,
kailangan lang natin maging mas outgoing as a band.
Yeah, the Boost Posts I think is a nice place to start outside the Philippines, maybe Bangkok, Japan, South Korea. And then, our ultimate goal, or one of our ultimate goals, is to do a DIY tour in Jamaica.
Alam mo, feeling ko, tutugtog pa rin tayo sa ibang bansa, kahit hindi tayo sikat, kahit walang may
gira. Oh, yeah, that people do it all the time.
Tayo yung mag-aayos ng gig. Mag-aayos tayong gig sa ibang, feeling ko mangyayari talaga yun.
And it's always the case, really, that we...
magagawa natin yun eventually.
Oh, maging life highlight yun. Kung magawa tayo ng ano.
Tapos baka walang nanonood doon. Kaya tayo lang din.
Honestly, I think we've conditioned ourselves to like doing stuff on our own na parang natutuwa na tayo na ginagawa natin siya.
Kahit yung music video shoot eh, di ba? Parang mahirap siya. Pero
sobrang saya.
Yeah, I think importante rin yun, like as a band or as a creator, to like really get involved in all aspects of the process. but definitely gets mo na kung bakit may team ang artists. Kasi yeah, ang hirap talaga mag-promote.
Grabe, hirap talaga.
Nakapagod siya na to create the work and then work towards like pushing and selling that work. Ibang bagay siya. Personally, it's never been my forte.
Pero yeah. Shout out to John and Verns who just left us.
Who
left us? Namatay. So they are currently in New Zealand, but si Verns was our manager for all this time. John was our graphic designer, like a branding guy. So, ano, yeah, when they left this year, sobrang laki ng parang dini-IY na.
Yeah.
Ang
dami natin biglang ginawa.
We all became managers. We all became graphic designers.
But I guess creatively though, interesting yun dahil mas naging cohesive yung voice, I think. Kasi parang tayo yung gumawa end-to-end. But I don't want to keep doing that.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So if any of you guys like are interested in doing promotional stuff, oh, just let us know, man. We're really nice guys. Masaya kami kasama. You know, we can hang out here in Cubao Expo. Get like super good beers here in Cubao X Brew, Cubao Brewery. Then we can be really good friends.
Katok ka lang sa Sunny Side. Look for Anton and ask if you can help.
Katok.
Hey, malay mo ba?
Teka, ano lang yung tanong ni Gio?
But yeah, actually, that's why I was asking about, you know, outside the Philippines. Kasi yun nga, John, I was thinking about John and Verns. They migrated to New Zealand. Si John, yung designer siya. He's trying to find this. Oh. You know. So, kasama talaga siya, I guess, yeah, sa kwento nating mga, you know, creatives who are trying to make a living here. Eh. Kasi, alam mo yun.
I guess, for anybody who finds themselves with an opportunity to do something similar to what we are doing, if we were like we get to travel to another country on our own devices, it's not just the gig, it's being with your friends and going to a foreign place, enjoying that foreign place, and isipin mo na lang para siyang nag-travel ka pero kasama mo banda mo imbis na nanay mo. Although, nanay mo yung pagkame nanay mo. I hope that made sense.
Kahit nung nag-Cebu Bohol ta,
Bacolod.
Bacolod, Cebu Bacolod, tsaka CDO. CDO yung isa, di ba? Kahit yun palang kakaiba na rin yung pakiramdam na tumugtog na magkakasama sa out of town.
Honestly, I don't know yet how to market our music abroad. Especially since some songs are also in Tagalog. So, iba yung framing, I guess. May
English
kind
songs
of,
talaga.
Yeah, English songs.
Well, not that, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, meron, siguro meron ganun.
Yeah,
pero,
it's kasi, a slight.
Because a lot of us listen to music outside, na hindi English or Tagalog. Like, we listen to a lot of, yun nga, nakikinig mo yung K-pop. We listen to J-rock, J-pop. If there's one thing na, I guess, I don't know, hindi naman siya sa jaded mindset, but I think if there's one thing na natutunan ko all these years of doing music and doing creative stuff, medyo naive din to think na you will garner a following or a certain audience or in large in your audience only on the by the merits of your own art. If there's one thing na kailangan rin intindihin ng tao is like there's a lot to it outside of just the actual art that you're creating. Like yun nga, napag-usapan natin, like how do you market yourself, how do you PR yourself, how do you talk to other people.
May narinig ako recently, sabi niya yung ang binibili yung artist hindi yung art. So factor din yun.
Mm-mm. So if yun nga, if like we're thinking about like doing gigs and performances outside of where we're currently performing, regardless if it's in a different region or in a different country, malaking bagay din yung being able to talk to people, which is, you know, I feel like something that we as a band can also improve on. Kasi
ano tayo, social band.
Napaka introverted nating lahat eh. as a group. Parang pagdating natin ng gig, parang nandun lang tayo sa, uy, salamat, thanks for inviting us. Tapos nandito lang tayo sa table natin. But malaking bagay din yung being able to, you know, just talk to people, regardless of, well, just talk to different people, other people outside of your niches and whatnot. But, yeah.
Okay, so I think let's leave it at that. Thanks, guys. So that was it. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Please remember that we really love it when you guys engage with the content and social media. Feel free to tag us in your stories and share anything you've learned about these episodes. We super appreciate it when you guys do that. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Kwentong Creatives and on TikTok at kcreatives.geo.
It isn't orthodox.
No.